Harper Audio presents 25 Books That Shaped America: How White Whales, Green Lights, and Restless Spirits Forged Our National Identity, by Thomas C. Foster. Read for you by Sean Pratt. Introduction. In the Four Corners. Okay, here's what was actually written. In the four corners of the globe, who reads an American book? The question came in an essay in the Edinburgh Review in 1820 from the writer and clergyman Sidney Smith. There's more, of course, in the same vein. Or goes to an American play, or sees an American picture or statue. But our concern here is books, so we'll pull the focus tight. Talk about sore losers. How snotty. How British. Clearly, Sidney Smith was deeply stung by a couple of ringing losses to the former colonists, one in the American Revolution and the other in the War of 1812. He probably would have smarted still more had he lived to hear Jimmy Driftwood's paean to Andrew Jackson, the Battle of New Orleans. Still, he was sufficiently annoyed to take refuge in literature, where the upstarts across the pond were in fact only beginning to write books. Virtually everything we think of as American literature still lay in the future. There was a smattering of poems and narratives, mostly personal or historical, dating back to the earliest years of colonization, but little to compare to William Wadsworth, or Thomas Gray, or Samuel Coleridge in verse, or to Henry Fielding, or Lawrence Stern in fiction. Smith's larger point was that America had, in the 30 or so years of independence, added nothing to the sum of human understanding or, more particularly,